Testimony of an Eyewitness. Elder Uriah Smith, a lifelong associate of Mrs. White and her husband, bore the following testimony regarding her special gift. Every test which can be brought to bear upon such manifestations proves them genuine. The evidence which supports them, internal and external, is conclusive. They agree with the Word of God and with themselves. They are given, unless those best qualified to judge are invariably deceived, when the Spirit of God is especially present. Calm, dignified, impressive, they commend themselves to every beholder as the very opposite of that which is false or fanatical. Their fruit is such as to show that the source from which they spring is the opposite of evil. 1. They tend to the purest morality. They discountenance every vice, and exhort to the practice of every virtue. They point out the perils through which we are to pass to the kingdom. They reveal the devices of Satan. They warn us against his snares. They have nipped in the bud scheme after scheme of fanaticism which the enemy has tried to foist into our midst. They have exposed hidden iniquity, brought to light concealed wrongs, and laid bare the evil motives of the false-hearted. They have aroused and re-aroused us to greater consecration to God, more zealous efforts for holiness of heart, and greater diligence in the cause and service of our Master. 2. They lead us to Christ. Like the Bible, they set Him forth as the only hope and only Savior of mankind. They portray before us in living characters His holy life and His godly example, and with irresistible appeals they urge us to follow in His steps. 3. They lead us to the Bible. They set forth that book as the inspired and unalterable Word of God. They exhort us to take that Word as the man of our counsel, and the rule of our faith and practice. And, with a compelling power, they entreat us to study long and diligently its pages, and become familiar with its teachings, for it is to judge us in the last day. 4. They have brought comfort and consolation to many hearts. They have strengthened the weak, encouraged the feeble, raised up the despondent. They have brought order out of confusion, made crooked places straight, and thrown light on what was dark and obscure. And no person with an unprejudiced mind can read their stirring appeals for a pure and lofty morality, their exaltation of God and the Savior, their denunciations of every evil, and their exhortations to everything that is holy and of good report, without being compelled to say, "These are not the words of him that hath the devil."